Hello, hello, welcome, and thank you for being here in another episode of Adriana Says. Today we're going to talk about why we need to stop comparing ourselves to others. This is a topic that is very close to my heart because I keep comparing myself to everyone all the time. Well, that sounds a little bit dramatic, but I'm very used to compare myself, but not only like in one area of my life. I think that when you are compared yourself to others, you tend to do that in all of your life. It's not like you always do that only about your family. No, you do that and in business, in how you look, in how many properties you have, in what you do on the weekends, whatever. Like this is kind of like a disease that is going to eat your entire life if you don't stop that. And I think comparison is something that has no use at all. I strongly believe that you cannot get anything good when you compare yourself to other. Because what you're seeing from other people's life is only a small part of that. Just let's think about like in Instagram. You see someone uploading stories about their latest trip to Disney and you're like, oh my god, I wish I could be there. Look at them, they look so happy. I'm not that happy, I cannot do that. And you only start feeling bad about yourself. But they are uploading like 5 minute tops about their dream vacation, and you don't know if next week they're going to be struggling to pay their credit card because they spend too much, or you don't know if as soon as they put the phone down, the kids start yelling and throwing things at the parents. You don't know if, like, we actually don't know what is happening because we're only seeing a small part of someone else's life. And you're trying to compare your entire life, your entire existence with that small part. And every time we compare ourselves, we're comparing to someone that is better than us, that has more things than us, more money, more travels, more houses, more intelligence, more beauty. We never tend to compare ourselves with someone that has less than us. So it's like you're going to enter a competition, a swimming competition with Michael Phelps, and you don't know how to swim, but you enter that competition regardless. You're gonna lose, and you're gonna lose like big time. You're gonna make a fool out of yourself, but you still do it. That is comparison in your life. Like if you're comparing yourself to others that are better than you all the time, you're gonna feel bad. You're gonna lose. You're gonna lose your self-esteem because you are comparing yourself to someone better, more successful, with more time, with more money, with more less age, more beauty, whatever. So it's like a recipe for disaster because you're going to feel bad about yourself. It's not that if you need to start comparing yourself to someone that has less, like, oh, look at me, I have more than you. No, it's not that for bragging, but it's kind of like trying to be centered to yourself, like to you. So I'm going to talk to you about, now you know that comparing yourself to others has no use at all. Like you're only gonna feel bad about it. You don't know some other people's lives. You don't know what took them to get there because we all have something to pay for whatever we have. It could be time, it could be money, it could be energy, it could be love, whatever. And you don't know what they are paying for that, but you want that and you're feeling bad because of you don't have that. And so it has no good thing in your life. So how do we stop that? So this is a very summarized subject, but the first thing to stop that culture of comparing yourself, it's think about the horses in races. They don't win because they are watching other horses see how they're doing. They win because they have a physical thing that makes them only look to their own path, to their own journey. You need to develop that. You need to actually create, it may not be physical, but you need to create that emotionally and mentally, something that blocks the sight of other people and just focus on your path, on your journey, your race. When you are like actually seeing your own path, you're not worrying about someone else's. Like, maybe you will get a glimpse once in a while. Like, okay, I'm still in the running. Let's see what other people are doing just to know in what part of this journey am I. But that's it. And then you need to come back to yourself. You need to go back to what you are doing in your life. Because even though someone very rich and famous told you exactly what they did to get that, and you follow every step, like really following what they say, you're not going to get the results because you're not them. We cannot compare ourselves with an identical person like us because that doesn't exist. So whatever person you want to compare yourself, they're a different story. They have different backgrounds. They have very different way of being, personality, family, whatever, past. So you cannot do what they are doing to get their success. So why you compare it to them? It's not use. So that's why it's like empty. You need to focus on what you are doing in your journey, what you want to accomplish. And then just also stop and watch all that you have accomplished in your life. Like, look back at you. You are amazing. You have reached to this point by doing many amazing things, by having a lot of achievements, a lot of good things. So you need to celebrate your achievements, celebrate your strengths. The importance of acknowledging and really appreciating your own journey. Whatever brought you here, it's very important and it's worth it to celebrate. And then just start to cultivate a little bit more self-acceptance, because we tend to be very, very hard with ourselves and very lax with other people. Like, you let all the famous people do whatever they want to do because they're famous, and you are very like, oh yeah, they yell at their kids, but look at their car or whatever. And with you, you're extremely hard. So you need to practice a little bit more about compassion, self-acceptance. And you can do that when you start celebrating everything you have accomplished up to this point. And also cultivate gratitude, because we tend to live our lives spending so many times a day with negative thoughts and with these self-deprecating messages about comparing yourself to others and whatever, and we don't practice gratitude enough. You can say to God, life, universe, whatever, but you need to start saying out loud sometimes, like, thank you for this. Life, thank you because I have the opportunity to be home with my kids. Yeah, maybe we're not in Disney, but we are together and we're fine and we're healthy. And also cultivate gratitude towards yourself, because whatever you have right now in your life, you worked for it. You earned this. Yes, life, universe helped, but you work really hard to get to this point. So clap yourself and say thank you and cultivate that gratitude towards yourself and to life. Start focusing on your personal growth, not other people. And the thing that I love most about a very easy tip or advice to stop comparing yourself to others is change the word compare to inspire. Let yourself be inspired by other people. Maybe they have an amazing business and you want that. So don't compare your journey with them, but let yourself be inspired by their life. Like, how do they do it? Do they look happy? They have everything they want. Like, maybe you can learn about their story and try to utilize some of the tricks that they do, because that is inspiring you by someone else's achievements. I want that. And then ask yourself if you really want that. We talked about that in the last episode about stealing dreams, but sometimes maybe you say like, oh my God, look at that happy family in Disney, and you hate Disney because you hate crowds and you don't like parks. And so why you want to be there? So many times we're like wanting to have or comparing our lives to someone else's life, but we don't even want their lives, like for real. So you can get inspired by their lives. So you're watching a happy family in Instagram in their Disney trip. Okay, let yourself be inspired by that. What is the thing that they have that you will have, you will want to have too? Maybe it's having quality time. Maybe you are very tired and you want some vacation. Maybe you want to be free, have travels, or maybe it's eating something amazing. I don't know, but let yourself be inspired by someone else's lives. Not compare yourself to them, because you're never gonna win. And I think I have talked too much, and this was supposed to be a very tiny podcast, so I'm sorry, I'm gonna shut up. And I'm gonna tell you that I really hope that you learn these two things. Look more inside you than outside you, and that will help you stop comparing yourself to others. And the other thing is, let yourself be inspired by someone else. Not compare yourself. Inspired. I really hope this works. I really hope this changes the way you see your life and improves it, because that's all I wish for you. Thank you very much for listening to me, for being here, and thank you. And I hope I see you very, very soon. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye.